initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation. The design of the church. Ephesians 4:11-13. So I'd like to talk about the design of the church. I hope for you this will unlock your picture and understanding of the church. We're going to be turning to Ephesians 4:11-13. And what we find here from this flow of the three circle diagram is one picture of the church that focuses on development. I'll give you another picture here from Ephesians 4. This focuses on the design and purpose of the church, with an emphasis on leadership. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for creating your church. We thank you that you call us your friend. You call us your bride. We are the living rocks. We are yours. We pray, God, that you would teach us about the design of the church. That again, you might release the power of God into our churches. Teach us, we ask, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
One time, I was young. I think around 10, 11. That my family gave me a bicycle. I was so excited. Now I live up in the north. And usually it was at Christmas time when I received it.
Christmas.
And there's snow and ice on the roads. It wasn't the time to go riding my bike. But the spring was coming. And I was looking forward to getting out on that bike. Before I ever put my foot on the pedals, I had dreams. I could see me flying around on that bike. And the first sign of spring, I walked that bike to a place where I could learn to ride it. There's a place with tarmac there. And so I started trying to run. And I was full of hope. But something started happening. The bike was wobbling. I couldn't handle it very well. I got pretty disappointed. Well, of course, we tried again and again. Inside, I felt very rejected. So even though I tried, And I saw other people riding bikes, but I couldn't. I walked that bike home. I put it back in the basement. I didn't want to hear about that bike. It became a symbol not of freedom, but of sadness. You know, what we think of the church greatly influences the shape of the church. What do you think of the church? Right now, what do you think? You're thinking about those leaders that are accusing you? You're thinking about that woman that gossips? That person that you had to get out of the church because they were stealing out of the offering? Thinking about hardly anybody coming. And you don't even want to preach anymore. What are you thinking about your church? Is it glorious? Is God going to do something great? And God's going to use you in a great way? Often we start off that way. Like a marriage, we have great ideas. But when we start getting in, start fawning to feet, something happens. That vision is lost. And when the vision is lost, everything else begins to fall. That was a lot like me with that bike. I want to encourage you by showing you the design of the church. And the purpose of training. Up here is how I tell you how to train. We're going to go on into tomorrow. I'm going to show you more things. That's the how. But we need to know why? Or where is it going? If you're building a home, do you just put bricks in? No. You gotta think. Where is the room? Where is the wall? Where is the window?
Yes, kitchen.
Once you lose picture of the design, you lose excitement. You lose motivation. Then you just look at the mess. 3 points. Ephesians 4, verses 11-13. In verse 11, we're looking at God's effort. This is what God has done. In verse 12, we look at God's purpose. And in verse 13, God's expectations. This is a powerful passage. So let's look first of all at verse 11. God's effort. Well, let's read verse 11. And he, Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastor teachers. We find that God has intervened on the people as they operate on the earth.
아멘다리 구비란 시름 죽으라 반스.
He did not just create a church.
사단고 랜덤 빈공 공고지가 반스.
He is not just calling believers into the kingdom.
사군과이더나 그룹이라고 다만에 모습모아.
He has intervened in another way, another significant way.
야데지도 뭐지나 자데 잡동고하게.
And through this, he has established apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers.
뭐고 잠즈메나 베치다죠. 예 아다카지기타 아투미. Aneneri komanso alali kindapfumzitsi.
It's very clear God has called some men to fulfill those positions.
Ndipo akuzwene tsakwera kuti Mulungu adabene ena kuti atengema indo amenewa.
That's God's design.
Ndimene Mulungu adakupangira mpiko.
You have a calling from God.
Muli ndimenze nidwe ochona kwa Mulungu.
If indeed you have one of these positions.
Ngati inuyo muli nawo modzima modzi ndamene.
Some of you have received training.
Ena inu muda kuzira kwambiri.
Some of you have.
Ena simuna kuzitsira.
That doesn't matter.
Zizime pindu.
It influences things, but it's not a key factor.
Zima tandisa kuti zinthu ziende pena ndipena koma kuti sichinthu chofunika kwambiri ayi.
But let's remember it's God that's behind your life in that position.
Koma tendera kukumbukira nthawi zonse kuti kumbuyo kwabwoyo wathu kuli Mulungu. Ndipo amene ndamene amatitsogolera nthawi zonse.
Sometimes we think, oh, it's because I finally earned that by being in the ministry so long.
Anthu zina timalingalia kuti hawu ndomeneyo uli pa ine popeza ndakhala zaka zambiri mutumi kumeneyo.
No, no.
Ah, sichonjo.
This is God's design what he does.
Mulungu ndamene adakhazikitsa zimenezi kuti zikhale.
We find that all these positions clearly communicate God's word.
Ndipo tikuona kuti zonsezi Mulungu akutira nkhula kwamabomveka bwino mmawu ake.
You see, get the connection.
Tana nimone kulumikizana.
God's word,
mawu a Mulungu
with growth.
Komanso kukula.
Remember the meditation?
Mukukumbukira kulinganira mmawu a Mulungu?
Yeah.
Eh, pamene.
Growth is going to come by God's word.
Kuti munthu akule adzakula mawu a Mulungu atakhama iye.
That's the connection.
Ndipo kulumikizana kumene kuli.
What do you preach? What do you teach?
Kodi mumalalikira chani? Kodi mumapfunzitsa chani?
We learn from different people.
Timapfunzira kuchona kwa anthu osiyana-siyana.
Sometimes we think one thing is real preaching when it's not.
Ndipo zina timaganiza kuti chinthu ichi ndiye kulaliki pamene mwina sichonjo.
As we come back with thirdly, we look at a different, each group has a different focus or target group. The apostles, of course, are there establishing churches, establishing the church itself in different areas where there are no churches. And just to calm your hearts down, I know they're regular apostles, and the teaching of the Bible, everything we teach, everything all the apostles God has called into being, have to go along with originally Jesus' teaching in the Bible.
Tieni mitimati kale mmalo koma tumenti kulankula sikungwa kamba zathu amene tikwadziwa koma tikunena kuti aliense azitenga malo amene Mulungu adamkhazikitsa monga amene mawu a Mulungu ali kufunzitsa.
There are false apostles out there.
Sali anthu mbira amene akudzitchawo khatumi kunjalo.
Either they start a church.
Kapena amene adamba mpingo.
They start a new cult like Mormonism to have a witness.
Kapena adambitsa kagulu kena ngati mamomoni ndi magulu ena otero.
There's those out there.
Ali kwambiri otero.
But unless you're in line with God's word, that's not God working.
Koma ngati simuli pachindunji ndi mawu a Mulungu, ndekuti simulungu amene akugwira ntchito mwa inu.
So you know you have prophets, you have evangelists, you have pastor teachers.
Ndino muli nawo atumiki, muli ndalaliki, komanso muli ndi abusa ndapfunzitsi.
Now go back to Isaiah 50 verse 4.
Tizadzibwerere mbuyo pangono ku Isaiah 50 ndi verse 4.
Do you remember that purpose there?
Kodi mukukumbukira cholinga chicha?
I want you to understand there's a purpose here.
Ndifuna kuti mukumbukire cholinga chimati kwambira.
God's doing something.
Kodi Mulungu akuchita china chake.
He gave the church.
Adapereka mpingo kuti kulapansi.
But why?
Come as fresh as I.
Let's go on.
Then to believe.
Because this is what God has done.
To find his intimate moon God has done.
And verse 12, he says, why? The purpose.
In the 12, I follow as a zaji fool, but fresh as I.
He says, for the perfecting of the saints. This is Ephesians 4, verse 12.
Ephesians 4, the mega 12.
For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of ministering, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Kuti akonzene wera mtima, kunchito ya utumiki, kumangiri ya tupila Christu.
Did you see what's happening here? For what reason did he bring pastors and apostles and prophets into the church? It is to equip the saints. Now what are the saints? Ephesians 1 defined it very clearly as all the children of God. Some say that saints are just good Christians from the past. They're dead now. That's not a biblical definition. The purpose for equipping and the purpose for these positions is to equip the saints. Now I want you to understand here. We are not just teaching the saints. We are teaching. We are pastoring. We are prophesying and challenging the word of God. But it's with a purpose. It's so that the saints are ready for the work of service. If I ask, who are the workers in your church? You bring up all your leaders. That's an unbiblical concept. If you say, who's the workers in your church? The pastor looks at himself. I do it all. That's quite unbiblical. There's something wrong when those things are happening. Did you see the purpose here? We equip the saints so that they can do the work. That means to what we minister to the saints, all the people of God, are given all the things they need to reach maturity. So like a father, they can reproduce. They can do discipling. They can do evangelizing. They can do ministering of love to one another. They can be praying. They can be giving. You see? The church is alive. Are you equipping the saints so they're alive? What is your concept of pastor or teacher or prophet? Now remember, God started this off. He called it. But are those things that he wants to happen happening? Let's go back. What is your image of the church? When you look at the people, do you see problems? Do you wish that brother and that sister wasn't there? Whoops. That's not the design. Or do you look at the people of God as being resources? Being your right arm. Being a person I can trust. If you have this vision for those brothers and sisters, then you will have that excitement and motivation and faith in God that he's going to start doing it. I know, we might get very desperate. Lord, I have no idea how you're going to work on that brother or sister. But if you can call me to be a pastor, surely you can help them. We see how it works. It's a flowing of a different sort. But God enables all His saints to carry out the work He designed. If your church is small, I would just take every person. Brother A, Brother B, Brother C, Sister A, Sister B, Sister C. And just say, are they equipped? And you're going to ask, what does God want to do through their life? Give me a vision of what you want to do in that sister and that brother. Then you're
going
to ask for resources. Excuse me, I need some help. Through your prayers, through your teaching, through your counsel, and through outside circumstances, you're
going
to start seeing that design take place. Unless you have the design in your mind, nothing's going to be built. As long as they're your enemies, you're not going to want to build them up. Unless you have faith that God can do something mighty to them, we have to have more interest in how the flock is doing than how we are doing. This is our responsibility. Let's look at verse 13. This is God's expectation. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. God wants the whole body of Christ to live out the fullness of Jesus. I believe that Christ does want to live in His fullness here in Malawi. And you'll see it more and more happen when the people of God as a whole are equipped. If the people are not God are not equipped, then the church is weak. Instead of being aware of God's love, you're aware of tension, problems. The people aren't happy. And so they kind of don't want to give.
So no, you
gotta give.
They
give.
Yeah,
but wouldn't it be different if when they began to see God's healing, God's faith, God's hope, that God's beginning to use them, they begin to give.
Delight.
You see, it's the maturity, right? Attain to the unity of the faith, attain to the knowledge of the Son of God.
They're going
this way. They're not stopped. This is what God wants to do.
This is why He's called you. He's
pastors,
evangelists,
apostles,
perhaps. You probably don't need apostles. You already have the church all over the Malawi. But But it's the fullness of Christ.
Koma chimene chikufunika ndicho uthunthu wonse wa Christ.
The fullness of Christ.
Mweso wonse uthunthu wonse.
What is your vision of the church?
Kodi masomphenya pampingo ndiotani.
It's a wonderful thing.
Ichitu chinthu chodabwitsa chapote.
God has given us a special work for us to do.
Mulungu akutipatsefe ntchito yapadera dera kuti tiichite.
Maybe we've been faithful, maybe we haven't.
Mwina kutheka takhala kukhulupirika, mwina sikutheka sitina kukhulupirika.
But it's okay, we can humble ourselves.
Koma sizodabwitsa zimakhala choncho ndithu koma chofunika chakuti tichepetse.
We can admit our failures.
Ndikuvumela kuti ambuye ndalephera madera awa.
Do you remember Peter?
Kodi mukumbukira Petro?
He messed up bad.
Kada soneza zinthu koma moyo dabwitsa moyo wopsa.
But God later came to him.
Koma Mulungu kena akadabwera kwa iye.
Remember after the resurrection he came back to Peter.
Mukukumbuka kuti Yesu akaukaso kwakufa Mulungu akadabwera so Yesu akadabwera so kwa Petro.
Feed my sheep.
Akuti yetsa nkosazanga.
You want me to feed the sheep.
Mukufuna kuti yetsa nkosazanga.
I'm sure you got the wrong person, right?
Kutenga kuti ambuye muli ndi munthu olaukika.
You feed him. You love him.
Yeah, mene kuzidyetsa kwa somene kuti kuzikonda.
God will rebuild you.
Mulungu adzakumanga ndiso kwatipa.
But in honesty,
koma mchona
to be a man and woman of integrity.
Kuti mukhale bambo kapena mayi okhulupirika.
To put away all deceit and anger.
Ndikutaya chinyengo chonse komanso mkwiyo uli wonse mmoyo wako.
To get rid of all immorality.
Kuti zonse za chinyengo ndi za as sexual related style.
To get rid of all covetousness and greed.
Kuti kusiriya kuno kuli konse mukutaya.
Can you do that right now?
But because of says minutes in time.
Lord,
abuye,
I'm not there.
Sinafika epo pamene.
But I have your calling.
Koma ndini nawe maitani.
I want you to move me forward.
Ndifuna ini Mulungu kuti ndiendetse mtsogo.
Take away my sin.
Chotsani chimoliyonse.
Cleanse me fully by the blood.
Yedetseni koma moyo kwathunthu ndimazwa Yesu.
I'm your available.
Ine ndine amene ndili opezeka anthu mtumiki wanu.
I've made the ministry about me.
Ndapanga utumiki kuti ukhalenda tokamba zaini.
Now I know it's about them.
Koma ndikudziwa siwa ine koma wa iwo.
Can you say that prayer?
Mukhoza kupemphera zonthu.
And God will equip.
Mulungu akhoza kuti konzekeretsa.
You will see God marvelously equipping you so you can equip them.
Koza kona Mulungu modabwitsa akukukonzekeretsani tsono kuti mukhoza kukonzekeretsa zwenu.
Oh, how what a design, a vision we need for God's people.
Ah, koma Mulungu adatipatsa chithunzi chabwino koma aso masomphe abwino.
Let me just apply this a few questions and I'll give one more challenge at the end.
Ndimafuna kuti tingofunsana kwa mafunso angako kenaka kumapeto tsitsimikizana chithu chiche.
Has God called you to specially equip the people of God?
Kodi Mulungu adakuitana inuyo kuti mukonzekeretse anthu ena anthu aka Mulungu?
Are you faithful to that call?
Kodi inuyo ndinokhulupirika kumaitanidwa anu?
Do you have an attitude of a learner? Are you looking forward to how he will equip you?
Kodi muli ndi mtima umene ophunzira amakhala nawo? Kodi muli nacho chembekezo chomaona kuti patsogolo mufuna kuti Mulungu akukonzekeretseni?
Where are you serving?
Kodi mukutumikira ku?
Do you sense God regularly working through your life?
Kodi mumaona Mulungu ali kugwira ntchito moyirikiza mmoyo wanu?
Do you see God's people coming up being equipped?
Kodi mumaona anthu ali kubwera kuti akukonzekeretseni kutumiki?
Do you believe your success depends on their success?
Kodi mumakhulupirira kuti kupambana kwanu kumadalira kupambana kwa anthu amene mumatumikira?
Or there some people you're willing to ignore?
Kapena pala anthu ena amene simufuna ndikuona komwe mumpingo mwanu?
God loves all those people.
Mulungu kuti anthu amene adzonse amawakonda.
And the people need you.
Komanso anthuwo amakufuna.
And God wants to make you strong.
Ndipo Mulungu akufuna inuyo akupatseni mphamvu.
That all his people are made strong.
Kuti anthu onse akhoza kukhala ndi mphamvu.
And they feel the love of God.
Kuti akhoza kudziwa Mulungu wakonda.
They know the love of God.
Kuti akhoza kudziwa chikondi cha Mulungu.
God is dependent on you.
Kuti Mulungu akhoza kudaliranso inuyo.
If the church isn't moving forward, it's probably because the leader isn't moving forward.
Kuti mpingo zipita patsogolo kutheka kuti atsogoleri ndamena kuchita koma zipakanika kuti anthu atsogolera ali kulephera.
You know, we're all going to come to heaven one day, right?
I
can see some pastors going right up to the edge, you know, the throne, waiting to be awarded. They work so hard. You know, they're going forward.
They're
looking for the reward. And the Lord's going to ask him,
then I'll be able to suffer.
Where are your sheep?
What's that city?
And you say, what?
They'll come out for some food.
Where's your sheep?
What's that Zabo?
I don't know.
But
I bet they're coming. But there's some others that will come. And they're going to come humble. And they're going to say, Lord, here's the sheep. You asked me to quit. I haven't done the best job. But thank you for helping me to present these people. Can I watch as you reward each one of them? When they were struggling, they prayed, but when they saw your work, can I watch? This is the heart of a pastor. It's all about my sheep. I don't know what your impression is of the church. God has a high opinion. He died for her. He suffered for her. And he wants them to rise. But the sheep are broken. The wolf is biting. They're maimed, they're sick, they're weak. They haven't come to maturity. That bicycle. One day, I saw my stepfather. Putting air into a tire. All of a sudden, I began to think. Air,
tire.
Maybe my bike needs air. Excuse me, my foolishness. I'm sorry. No, you wouldn't make that mistake. But my family was broken. I didn't have a father I could ask. Every once in a while, I'd see something and try to come up with solutions. That's like life without discipleship. I walked my bike down to the fuel station. They have an air pump there.
You've
tried to figure out how to do it. Finally figured. Hey. Then I did the other one. I said, maybe.
We
had something here. You know, and right there.
In the pumpkin.
In the middle of the town. I started learning. My heart was
quiet.
And all my dreams came back. I hope your dreams for the Church of God
will come back.
They will come above all the bitterness.
mikuyo ina iliyonse mene kwezo kalapo.
They will come above all the division.
Kudakalawo pambana magano onse amene alipo kusana maganizo konse kumene kulipo.
And you'll be able to take joy in the church of God.
Kutikana akamutenganso utumiko menada kupatsani mu mpingo koma ndichimwe.
Not very perfect.
Osati kuti ndino opanda banga ndangwiro a.
But the church that God died for.
Koma kuti mpingo wanthu mene Kristo anaufera.
And this for. And lives for.
Ndiposo amakhala chifukwa cha mpingo.
Let's close in prayer. Oh Lord,
Ambuye,
thank you for loving us. We're not a very perfect people. We take your gifts and callings and use them so selfishly. And we are worse than the world. For the very love that we have, we take it and turn to twist it into pride. Lord, forgive us our sins. Forgive us for our neglect. Forgive us for our pride. Forgive us for thinking about our family more than your family. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would give us faith to understand your design of the church. That we begin to forgive our brothers and sisters. We would begin to see hope in each one of their lives. We would see that you want to work in them in a special and unique
way.
God, we need your help. But now, Lord, we ask that you would empower us and help us to fulfill our calling. In such a way that we would equip the people of God. Equip them in such a way that they would be like Jesus. Equip them in such a way that all the good works you want to do through their life are accomplished. Until that point, let us not rest. Thank you for your calling. But give us grace, O Lord. And now may your church in Malawi arise.
Lord.
May she be like a perfect jewel. Shine among the nations. And your grace might go through Malawi into the world. For your glory, Lord, let your church arise. In the name of Jesus. This session. The design of the church. Ephesians 4:11-13. Initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.